Hello and welcome to Your Financial Planet, a podcast hosted by the Synergy Capital Solutions team. Join us as we share our journey as we navigate life's complexities and provide solutions to reduce the noise around your personal financial situation.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Norton. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
Yeah. I'm Alex Burns with Synergy Capital Solutions. I'm a director of advisory. And then we have Norton Stern on with us. He's been an advisor with our firm for, a couple decades now, a decade and a half?
No. I think it's been 15 years now.
15 years? And then you've been in the industry a little while, right?
Been in the industry for, it'll be 55 years at the end of this year, as you know.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot.
Yeah. So obviously had a long, fruitful career helping many clients over several decades and looking to retire at the end of this year.
Yeah.
I remember when we first met at that office in, what was it, 12 in Halstead in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
That's right.
Now we're both living in Florida. And back in the day, I was there filing physical sheets of paper into files in a room with a 6-foot-tall server rack. And now here we are meeting over Zoom. And we meet
No more file cabinets.
Yeah, obviously everything's digitized now. People are getting their statements electronically. But yeah, we're here today to talk about your career. What's been the main thing that you learned over the last 55 years?
Oh my gosh, Alex. You know, we spend our time collecting data for our clients and doing plans. We know their family situation. We know their hopes and dreams. We know the income. We know what they're spending. We know what their job situation is. We know who their attorneys and accountants are, and we form these plans. Mm-hmm. And you're asking me, from where I sit now, I look back and I see how these plans through the generations happened, the things that we worried about, the things that we worked on, the things that our clients were concerned about. After you've been doing this 55 years, you've seen it all come to fruition.
Yeah.
And how very, very, very important the planning was, because these plannings are alive and they breathe and they change through the years. Planning on college, the kids go to college. Between all the bullet points of going to college, to your retirement, there's all this stuff in between. There could be illness, which we plan for. There could be a death, which we plan for. There could be hurricanes that come from all directions, and we plan for it. But until you're here and you watch this thing through the generations, you see how incredibly important it was that these people did planning, that they were part of it. And what's really good, the changes that I've seen within us, our firm, is that we're even planning our own plan.
Yeah.
There's you and there's me. There's generations. There's men. There's women. We have a team. I can step down. You're stepping up. There's a team behind you, so that there's never, you know, when I started, it wasn't like that, Alex.
Yeah.
I was the broker. I was their guy.
Yeah.
Well, if I went on vacation or got sick, you know, there was nobody behind. They had to find someone new and start everything all over again. Mm-hmm. What we've done is to make sure that the generations are covered, and any possibility of what our clients might feel more comfortable with is covered. And you ask what's changed. You know, back when I started 55 years ago, the whole idea was make people enough money, you don't need to worry about a plan.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do that in day one. You don't do that. That might be true if you got somebody rich through some sort of stock maneuvers by the end of their career, but there's too much that happens that the plan has to be in place.
Yeah.
And so what I've seen change, and by the way, that happens, that's in business too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can plan for a business and then all of a sudden we see a recession in 08 we were ready for that. We know that there's recessions.
Right.
We know that businesses have to be ready. We weren't ready for COVID. COVID was a devastating thing for you, where businesses weren't prepared. Some were. Some were prepared because of technology and what have you.
Yeah.
But some weren't. And it what has changed? We have to be ready. We as a team have to be ready. And we have to have our arms around our clients through their lifetime, no matter who that person is in the team, that we're there for them.
I like that you touched on us, kind of the diversity of our team, as we have people in three different time zones. I lose track of how many different states. I think it's like five, four or five states. People from your age all the way down to 25 years old, all kind of pulling their own weight in different aspects of the business, but really just having that team there to answer any of those questions people have.
Yeah. You know, we've seen it. You and I have seen it. When a good friend, client passes away, almost not suddenly, but the plan was ready, even though not by his name.
Yeah.
And then you were ready to step in to make sure that, you know, we have to be there after that fact.
Yeah.
We have to be there for the surviving spouses, taking care of that. There's a lot of confusion then. There's a lot of fear. And with us, walking them through what has to be walked through with settling an estate with the attorney. These are things where the heart comes in.
Yeah.
Not just the paper. And, you know, being close, you know, if a client of mine that I've had for 20 or 30 or 40 years gets sick, I mean, this is a very personal thing. These are friends after all this time. They've already seen the market go up and down. They're not worried about that anymore. Like a new investor. They're not worried. They've seen it all. However, will my wife be taken care of? Will my kids be taken care of? Is there someone there to be able to say, here's who you call. Here's where we're going. Maybe we're even going to pick you up. Maybe we're going to like make sure there's someone there to meet with you. I mean, that's the idea of the team. That's the idea of having our arms around our clients like we do. So that's what's changed. That's what's changed.
Yeah. I don't think any level of licensing or education can prepare you for the number of things you'd see in the industry, or I don't know. I guess there's maybe only a handful of other professions where you go to work and you might get somebody that's having the best day of their life or a person that's having the worst day of their life. But like you said, we have people that are standing by, ready to hop in a car or meet clients wherever they need to be. We literally had that happen last week for somebody buying a house, and then we had it happen a few months ago for somebody whose spouse passed away. So we kind of have to be willing to adapt to the different stages that everybody's in their life. And I mean, that's a perfect example of where you and I are in our careers. Like, I just became the director of advisory, and here you are coming up on your last year of 55 years, which is very impressive. It's very cool.
Yeah. What makes me feel good is I see the importance of what we do. Back when I first got licensed, the idea was to sell mutual funds.
Yeah.
We never heard anybody selling those mutual funds. Never. Those who stuck with it, we never heard them. But there wasn't the all-encompassing planning. You know, in 08, I don't know if you were licensed, and, you know, I can't remember. Time is really kind
of
funny.
I was in high school.
You were in high school. But in 08, there was a terrible recession. And there would be people who were trying to sell their house, but they put a down payment on another house because, and all of a sudden this recession hit, and then all of a sudden they might have gotten laid off. There were attorneys, there were people walking the street who got laid off during this recession, and all of a sudden they were owning two mortgages, and you know, we were there for them. We were there. Now, we didn't know that recession was coming. It was going to be so devastating. But we knew that recessions come.
Right.
And in the plan, we had to make sure there was cash available for call it a rainy day. That's a storm. But there was cash available to weather it till things got straight, until people got settled again. Now we look at, oh, interest rates, or will there be a soft landing? The guys who have been around, we don't lose sleep over that. And we just don't. We lose sleep over things like, did our clients remember to update their trust now that the kids are older, now that they have a special needs grandchild, now that they have, when we were doing the plan and updating that, did remember to get on the phone with their attorney and update the trust? I think about things like that. And when we do our meetings, as you know, every time we do a meeting, we talk about the changes to make sure that our clients dodge a bullet that they don't need to take. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And those are all the changes. And this business that we're in is a noble business. And whether we're dealing with business or whether we're dealing with individuals with no money or a lot of money, we do important work. When I'm seeing, when a client gets older, they're not worried so much about their own mortality anymore. They're worried about running out of money and depending on their kids. It's not going to happen if the plan is done properly through the years. It's not going to happen. Because we foresee and we bob and weave and we do what we have to do. And these plans are in constant living motion. And you're going to see as your career goes on and you see a plan actually being used when someone gets sick or they win a Nobel Prize or whatever it might be, you're going to see that your planning was very, very important in helping them deal and get there.
A couple of things jumped out, like updating your trust. It kind of scares me when people have kids or are having major life changes, like a spouse passes away, and having to have that conversation about updating their trust and not knowing whether or not they updated it on their outside account, say they do their checking somewhere else, and then.
Another thing that's happened with a friend that passed away, his wife didn't have or didn't know how to get into all these accounts, didn't have passwords, didn't know where the bills were being paid, didn't know, this meeting that we have to have with spouses, with couples that are together. Making sure that instructions that who's paying the bill, how do you get into that account? Who is your practitioners? Do you even know who your practitioners are and who to turn to? But getting into the computer and getting into the passwords to find out their checking account, their bank, it was surprising what a mess that was. Because we never thought of that. I think of it now. I think of it now with every time I have a meeting. I think of, I have a book for my wife now. Here's who I call. Here's how she pays some bills. I do some others that are automatic out of the checking account. I mean, we got to have that meeting on how it happens. And I just updated my trust. When I did my first trust, my grandchildren were babies. It was very simple to do a trust. I have two boys, 50-50, that's it, after we're both gone. All that changes as the grandkids are into careers and aging, and my kids are already mid-50s and needs are different. Their wealth needs are, I mean, you have to keep up with it, and it's us, our team, who makes sure of that. An attorney does the trust. He's not going to hear from you unless you call him. Same with the accountant. It somebody's got to be there the reminder, you know, I remember this story. Where does a pearl come from? A pearl starts with a grain of sand that becomes an irritant that turns into this valuable pearl. I'm that grain of sand. I'm going to keep irritating you till you do what you're supposed to do,
I
and
like
hopefully
that.
we'll get that pearl.
Yeah, I like that. They made
So
a
I'm the irritant,
yeah.
Alex.
You made a good point about us like bringing it together. Obviously, we work with a lot of attorneys and accountants. Some people don't know that you make an estate plan, so to speak, but you need to implement it. And a lot of people, like you go to buy a house, they're not saying, are you going to put it in trust name? You go to open a checking account, they're not going to say, are you putting a transfer on death in place? A lot of these things are things that we have to prompt people to do and actually implement the estate plans.
Alex, it's good to know I'm passing the torch on to you and the rest of the team. It really is. I mean, the idea, the peace of mind for me is knowing that our clients, not just my clients, our clients are covered. And it doesn't matter because following you, there's someone else. With you, there's someone else. And it's very comforting to me. And I can go on with my life and things that I want to do. After this era of my life is over, it's very, very comforting to me to know that we did it right and we're doing it right.
Yeah, I think it's a special thing too. It's not something you see. It's not a common thing you see in the industry nowadays. Like a lot of people don't even have a succession plan. So they just close shop and a lot of people are like, what happens to my clients if I want to retire? But like you said, we have a deep bench of people here. Every time we have a meeting, the client gets a follow-up email with three other people on our team, and it might seem like a lot, but you know, every time client emails us, we're chatting to each other or calling each other or having some sort of conversation before we reach out to that client, and we're always making sure we're on the same page. We always have good notes. We're always
That's really important. It's really important. You see these shows, these lawyer shows, you see where the attorneys get together before a trial and they talk about with, you know, they don't realize we do the same thing. We do the same thing. If something happened to me and you went on vacation, there's a team that's going to pick up the notes from the meeting we just had, make a call, know exactly where we are with that client. And so, I mean, it's seamless. It's seamless, and that's what we're trying to do for generations.
It's definitely special. Guess with that, what excites you about the future, both personally and for Synergy or the industry on a whole?
You know, personally, the left side of my brain needs some stimulation. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do in the arts and music and writing and things that I did. So that's that. But as far as our firm, you know, I see nothing but success coming. I see where we're going and where you guys are going, and I know my clients are covered. As far as the industry itself, the industry is going to technology, but I hope we never lose that one-on-one relationship with our clients. And I know our firm's not going to lose it. That one-on-one relationship with our team and our clients and knowing we're there for them, even though right now we do an awful lot. You know, I'm in Florida and I have clients in Michigan, and no one really cares that I'm in Florida. They know that everything's being taken care of. But they also know that I'm there if I'm needed. Just like I've seen you step up if we're needed for a one-on-one, a plane, a car, we do it. We do, and we have done it. So that's what I see. And I'm not afraid. AI is a little confusing to me. Artificial intelligence is like, oh my goodness.
So yeah, I think you're right in that we're not going to lose that personal touch, but
No,
and I think that's
no.
again what makes us special, but it'll be interesting to see where the industry goes.
I always tell people being in the stock market investing is walking upstairs with a yo-yo. If you don't understand that you're going to be walking upstairs with you, and that's going to scare you every time the yo-yo's down, just remember you're still walking upstairs holding that yo-yo. And I've seen it. Everybody can take a breath, take it easy. If you're with Synergy, I think you're in good hands.
Yeah, we always have to remind people that like there's always going to be a headline.
You know, you talk about, you turn on the TV, you can have a different news flash every 6 minutes. And you see it when you watch the market. This guy said this guy said that. There's an immediate response. We never used to see that 55 years ago. You never used to see that. Communication and the meaning of that communication. Now, it's like people react and there's knee jerk, and they shouldn't. They should just, whatever that plan is, stick with the plan. When things change, your advisor will be with you. If the plan needs changing, the plan will be changed. If the goals change, if the money changes, if health changes, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what we plan for.
That's what we plan for.
Yeah, I like it. Perfect. Well, it's always
Perfect.
great catching up with you, Nordy.
Great
Excited to see
catching
what
up with
this next
you.
chapter looks like for you.
Well, I know that the next chapter for Synergy is good because you're there and the team is there, and I have nothing but confidence. I'm staying as far as my investments, my wife's
Good to
investments.
know.
We're not going anywhere. I mean, because it's even in my plan, by the way, my notes to my wife, my notes to my kids. That's where my trust lies.
I love it.
Don't blow it, Alex.
Okay, put me pressure.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, Nody. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Planet. Please hit the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. If you would like to reach out to our team, please contact us at 888 363 4546, or you can email us at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com. Synergy Capital Solutions is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performances is neither indicated nor is guaranteed of the future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from a source believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, price, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates may make no representations or warranties expressed or implied to the accuracy or competitiveness of the information or the statements or errors or omissions or results obtained from the use of this information. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in this document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates.